Well, if it isn't exactly who I'm looking for. Word around town is that you've been a very naughty boy. And I'm here to dish out some punishment. What do you mean, what am I? Isn't it obvious? Goat legs, big horns, skin as black as pitch. No, nothing. Look around. The snow is falling. It's almost Christmas time, and Saint Nick is off to give presents to all the good little boys and girls. Unfortunately, you didn't make his list this year, my dear. So that means that I, of course, must be... Ugh, really? You don't know who I am? Well, let me educate you. Long, long ago, I was worshipped as an ancient deity of the mountains. Long before your Christian god came along and muddled things up a bit. I am a Krampus. What do you mean you haven't heard of me? God, Christmas is not the same anymore. All the hype goes to Santa in his magical workshop full of elves, but no one ever remembers good old Saint Nick and Krampus. I guess it's not ringing any bells. I am the shadow that follows you at night. The devilish laughter that rings out in the trees when you're walking home alone at night in the darkness and the cold. I'm the chill that runs down your spine when you think someone, or maybe something, is out there in the darkness, watching you and waiting for you to make one little slip up and to get put on the naughty list. Yeah, things aren't the same these days. You know, they don't let me whip you anymore. Corporal punishment kinda went out the window a few years ago. Everyone's gotten so soft these days. But, well, you made it onto the naughty list. And that means that you belong to me. At least for a while, until I can enact your punishment. Oh, don't look so scared. I'm not gonna hurt you. They don't let me do that anymore. This is the 21st century, after all. But, well, there are a few different methods of punishment that I like to dish out. Oh, don't try to run. I've got you under my spell. You'll remain completely paralyzed until I dish out your punishment. You see, we've had a look at your internet search history and... it's not looking good, my friend. You've been a very naughty boy, listening to all those dirty audios online. We know what you've been up to. We know when you're sleeping And we know when you're awake. And we know if you've been bad or good. But for you, it's just a bit too late. So stay there. Well, I suppose you don't have much choice. And prepare for your punishment. I'll start with something a bit light. How about, some tapping from one ear to the other, like tiny little bones cracking. Though I'm not allowed to break any bones anymore, but you get the idea. Relax, sunshine. Winter's here and the sun's gone away. And now it's time for me to come out. Hey, you're not supposed to be enjoying this. Maybe I should try something else. What other method of punishment can I choose? I know. I'm gonna cup your ears. I'm sure that'll really drive you mad. Thank you. You're not dozing off, are you? This is supposed to be a punishment. You're not supposed to fall asleep. I'm gonna have to try something a bit different. I know. I'll tickle you. I'll tickle your ears and your neck and your hair. That always drives them wild. Though I must admit, I do miss the good old days when I could just give you a good flogging and be done with it. Oh well. Come on, let's get this over with. There are plenty more bad boys that I've got to see to before Christmas. Are you seriously enjoying this? What else can I do? Oh, I know. I can waterboard you. They don't really let me waterboard anyone anymore, but I can drip water on you really menacingly, all over your ears and your scalp. I guess at least it'll be a little tingly. Oh, well, your punishment is over. I'm not sure exactly how much of a punishment it was, though. Oh, well. You better be good next year, or you can trust that I'll be back. And for the record, I don't blame you for listening to all those dirty audios online. They are pretty good. Anyway, well, I guess we're even. Merry Christmas. It's time for me to go. So, I'll let you get back to it. Catch you around.